27. Press release. 9/11 Keytam case will have its day in court. June 23, 2009. Manhattan, New York. The Keytam case of Dr. Judy Wood. Docket number 08-3799-CV. DC docket number 07-CV-3314 is to have an oral hearing. In 2005, a number of reports were issued by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which were the result of a study mandated by Congress to, quote, determine why and how WTC-1 and WTC-2 collapsed, unquote. In April 2007, Dr. Wood, with the help of Connecticut Attorney Jerry Liepart, lodged a Keytam complaint against some of the contractors employed by NIST. This complaint followed an earlier request for correction, an RFC, with regard to the same NIST WTC report, establishing her as the first to address the fact that this report did not even contain an analysis of the collapse of the WTC. Dr. Wood's original RFC defined how NCSTAR-1 is, quote, fraudulent and deceptive because it does not address the profound level of destruction of the WTC towers that seem to violate the law of physics. NIST denied Dr. Wood's RFC, admitting they did not analyze the collapse. That is, the spokesperson for NIST admitted that they did not fulfill the mandate by Congress. The title of the report is NIST NCSTAR-1, Final Report on the Collapse of the World Trade Center Towers. Yet they did not analyze the so-called collapse, or even determine if it actually did collapse. Dr. Wood's subsequent appeal to NIST was also denied, though the Keytam case against some of the contractors that NIST employed went forward. In the original RFC, Dr. Wood stated that, quote, NIST cannot make a statement that the World Trade Center towers came down in free fall, on one hand, and then say that doing so is a form of collapse. Wood also stated that the, quote, use of the descriptive word collapse is incorrect, and points out that according to NIST's own data, their explanation of how the towers were dustified does not satisfy the laws of physics. Dr. Wood uses the word dustify because she has identified a new phenomenon where the building was turned to dust. It was not vaporized by high heat, nor was it smashed by kinetic energy. She concludes from the study that a new type of directed energy weapon was used to destroy most of the WTC buildings. This weapon appears to utilize field effects in its operations, and so is fundamentally different to known types of directed energy weapons such as lasers and masers. Contrary to what Dr. Wood's critics say, her Keytam submissions do not discuss the use of ray beams from space, but they focus on a number of pieces of evidence which indicate the presence of field effects in and around the WTC complex on 9/11. Dr. Wood also points out that the Applied Research Associates, or ARA, one of the defendants in the Keytam action, were one of the contractors for the NCSTAR reports, and that they are a significant developer and manufacturer of directed energy weapons and or components of same. This, therefore, would be one example of where there was a conflict of interest in producing a truthful report. Dr. Wood's Keytam documents include a study of additional evidence to illustrate NIST's contractors' exhibition of, quote, willful blindness when they produced their part of the NCSTAR reports. For example, the contractor's own explanations did not address the fact that much of the steel in the towers turned to dust before it reached the ground. Dr. Wood's submissions include a study of some of the effects seen in the aftermath of the WTC destruction, such as anomalous dust effects, anomalous rusting, and anomalous effects seen on some of the surviving WTC steel girders, pictures of which were included in the original NIST documents. The girders are bent and deformed in unusual ways, and because the towers turn to dust, the effects on the girders cannot be explained as being caused by gravity-driven collapse. In Dr. Wood's submission, certain effects on metals and on objects near the WTC are also considered, such as inverted or flipped cars, and cars which are toasted-looking but show damage inconsistent with a hot fire. Dr. Wood's later research has also documented the presence of Hurricane Erin, which was closest to NYC at about 8 a.m. on 9/11. Though Judge George Daniels initially dismissed Dr. Wood's case in June of 2008, his ruling did not address the evidence that Dr. Wood's Keytam case was based on. A decision was therefore made to lodge an appeal, and another round of submissions took place. This appeal was rescheduled for oral argument on the 23rd of June 2009 in the ceremonial courtroom, 9th floor, Daniel Patrick Moynihan United States Courthouse, 500 Brill Street, Manhattan, New York City, and was open to attendance by the general public.